Mumchen, the Gemara came out and said that three Mumchen, you'll have a problem that the Tinna Delis when they love them, people aren't going to borrow money, lend money. They're not going to lend out the money. Why are they going to lend out the money? Because they're worried that if they lend out the money, then they're not going to find three Mumchen and they're not going to get back the money. So that's what we were holding. Three lines from the top of the Amr and Gimel Amr Aleph. Elamayata, if it's true that you're telling us that Hadyaitis, that even if you have three Hadyaitis, you don't have Mumchen, it's regular Bezdin, it works. Elamayata told Yishalmu, they should not have to be Mechuyiv to pay, which means as follows. That Bezdin, if they made a mistake, since they were Mumchen, so we trust them, and we say, you know what, even though you made a mistake, you're not Mechuyiv to pay. Because you made a psak, you thought you were right, so you're not Mechuyiv to pay. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Allah. So now, if we're telling you that three Hadyaitis also have this din, that the latter paskin, so it comes out, if they made a mistake, also they won't pay. And if that's true, that they're not going to be Mechuyiv to pay, then you're really locking out people from lending out money. Why? Because you're going to be worried that the three Dayanim are Hadyaitis, and they're going to come and paskin that you owe the money. And if they paskin that you owe the money, and really they made a mistake, and they're not going to be worried, they don't care what they paskin, because they're not going to be Mechuyiv to pay.
What's so the you're concept gonna come of Toilo Yisham?
Toilo Yisham means that we give Bezdin the trust, that even though you made a mistake, let's say Bezdin paskin wrong. 2 days later,
with Yanim's guilt?
With Yanim's guilt, the Maya said Bezdin has Yichaydus, else we'll never have a Bezdin. So we have
no,
to
but
paskin
once they made a mistake, they realized they made a mistake.
They can't reverse.
Yeah, the
Kaddish
Gemara says that.
Yeah, okay.
I know
that
they have more
to come out. Right. But the Ma'aseh Pashas told like Yishalmu, they made a mistake. They're not mechuyiv to pay.
You don't have to do Gemara's Tirutzim over there. Right. That is Matamim B'Yadayim. Over here, what do you do? He burns money. He
didn't
burn the money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's say the guy doesn't have money. Whatever it is. So now the halacha is. So normally we say Tola Yishalmu. So the shaila is if we're going to say. So the Gemara says that. So these three, even though they're not mumchen, we tell them that. They're not mechuyiv to pay because we say they're good bezdin. So if they're not mechuyiv to pay, in fact, the Gemara is a kolshka that you're locking up the doors for alvos because people aren't going to lend that money because they're worried if bezdin makes a mistake and there could be three people that are no sechel b'chlal, they don't know what they're paskening, but still, any three adjaitis is a good bezdin.
Even with Mumchem, they would also $10.
Mumchem, we trust them. I'm okay to trust the Mumchem. He knows what he's talking about. I'm okay to trust him.
But we know they made a mistake. So
it doesn't matter. But before we worried before, you're going to go lend that money. No, you're not going to lend. You're going to lend that money because I'll take them to Bezdin. Bezdin's going to pass them the right thing.
Yeah, but you're, anyways, to worry. You could always select the Bezdin you want. No.
Now you can select.
Meaning, if he's walking on the street and the street hadyotis that he's going to try to select as a bezdin, he's not going to pick somebody that's obviously a foolish person.
See, he's really stuck.
But he's giving him the option.
You're telling him that he doesn't have to get Mumchen because else he's not going to lend that money. So he's going to get three people in the streets. If he gets three people in the streets, he's not going to be able to pay. And they can make a mistake. So it's like a circle. It's like really, you're right. If the guy's so worried, but the guy's not going to go ahead and bother himself so much. He thinks that right now before he starts. He says, Mumchen, I'm not going to be able to get. It's hard to come by.
I'm going to have lousy Bezna
money. Lousy Bezna. I also can't get. So I'd rather just not lend that money.
How does he know?
He doesn't know anything. He's just worried before. No. Should I lend that money? So he thinks.
But he doesn't know. It could be in his favor.
Why is it going to be in his favor? They might be in his favor, but he knows he lent out the money.
Why he knows he's saying 50-50? The truth, so why would he
want
to...
He's saying the truth. Right.
Okay, why is it not 50-50 that it will be?
You're right, it might be 50-50. Why should I lend out my money on the top that I might not get it back?
It's not a business. He's not trying to make more money.
Right. There's no way he's going to make more money. He's only doing a favor. I'm not doing a favor at 50% loss. Right?
Maybe I would.
Yeah.
I get to mention
it. Zakt Rashi. They're not going to pay the kibun the bishus rabbanon konachzi since they're doing bishus rabbanon. Have like a mumchah. They have a din like mumchah. V'chala mumchah lebezdin. Any mumchah lebezdin im ta patam elishalim. If you made a mistake, it's patam to pay. Could look among. Bechad in mamon. It's like we'll get them at shem. Hashem ain't a mumchah chayiv. Normally not a mumchah is chayiv. But over here we're telling you that has a din like a mumchah. So kolsh kin shatan oil dels the sava dil matol bedin. He thinks, you know what? Maybe I'm going to get a bezdin that's going to make a mistake. Upatile. They're going to pat him from paying, the mal from paying, and I'm going to lose out. So why should I lend that money? So what did you gain? So Zakta Gemara, now we're going back to before. Now that Rabbi Avo, the Maaseh, came and said that there's two halachas. The Mishnah saying two halachas. Rabbi Avo really explained that when the Mishnah said, Dine Mamas B'Shleish, Gzeiz, Chaval is B'Shleish, the Mishnah did not talk about Adoz V'Avos, because the Mishnah is explaining what type of Dine Mamas B'Shleish is Gzeiz, Chaval is That's Bishleisha. Masha Enkein, Haidai's Vavayas. It's not Bishleisha because it's Bishleisha Adyaitis. In fact, the Gemara, Yachi Tatik Tani. The Mishnah is saying two halachas. Dine Maman is Bishleisha Adyaitis. Dine Maman is by three Adyaitis, which is by Haidai's Vavayas when you're lending out money. Adyaitis is enough. And Gzeles Chaval is Bishleisha Mumcha. So really, the Mishnah is coming to say two halachas. Why did Rabbi Avohu say that the Mishnah is just explaining itself that Dine Maman is Bishleisha? What type of Dine Maman is? Gzeles Chavalas, you could say just simple. You could say Dine Mamas Shleisha means Shleisha Adyaitis, and Gzeles Chavalas means Shleisha Mumchis. The Mishnah saying two halachas. Why don't you just say that the Mishnah saying two halachas? Why did you say? Why did Rabbi Avohu say that the Mishnah is explaining itself and only saying one halacha? That's one kasha. Vayit Shleisha Shleisha Lamin Lilech Rabbi Avohu. That the Mishnah is just saying one halacha. So why does the Mishnah say two things? Dine Mamas is Bishleisha. Gzeles Chavalas Bishleisha. Yanki Khan has this kasha yesterday. Yeah. Let it just say, Dine Mamanis, Gzeh Zechavah, Zbishleisha. If it's just coming to explain what type of Dine Mamanis, so let it just say, Dine Mamanis, Gzeh Zechavah, Zbishleisha. Why did Mishnah have to say two things? Dine Mamanis, Zbishleisha, and Gzeh Zechavah, Zbishleisha.
Like,
Gzeh Zechavah
is part of Dine Mamanis.
Right, the Mishnah is just saying one halacha. The Mishnah is not talking about the Zechavah. The Mishnah is saying one halacha. Everything, well, I'm another tactic, Tony, you're right. There's two halachas. One is Haidai's Vavayas, and one is Gzeles Chavalas. So when the Mishnah said Dine Maman is Bishleisha, a man, Haidai's Vavayas, which needs two or three Adyaitim, you don't need Momchim. And then the Mishnah goes along and says Gzeles Chavalas Bishleisha, which would mean Gzeles Chavalas would mean.
That's interesting that
Shleisha,
in one case,
Shleisha
means
Adyaitis. Adyaitis, right. That's what you need to explain, right, what's going on.
Isn't that helpful for
Kashi? And Mishum, the Reb Chanina, the reason why three Adyaitis work, because of Chanina, like we said, because Leitin Odelis Ve'Lovin don't lock out the people aren't going to lend that money, so that's why Adyaitis work. So when Sir Rav is coming to say, it's taka two halachas. Dr. Hashi.
So a hedyot, right?
Yeah.
We assume that, so it's still a 50-50, we don't know if they're going to.
Right, we don't. We have a kashan of Bavo, but the Master of Bavo said the halach. Adyaitis work. So the Gemara, Yachi, the Baidaz of Avash, Leisha Bino, they need three. Lama Le Rav Bavo, Kum Lamasisa, Mahink Tani, why do you have to say that the Mishnah is coming to say Mahing Tani, which means to explain what type of dinim amenis gzeles chavalas. Let the Mishnah tatik Tani. Let the Mishnah say two dinim matzil meima dinim amenis. Dinim amenis can mean da'in edayz avos b'shleisha kaldu with three regular people with hadyaitim. But gzeles chavalas. Then the Mishnah goes ahead and says another halacha. Gzeles chavalas b'gimel mumchet. And mishum dechalukim b'dinayim. Since there's a difference in that din like kalina b'chad klala, we're in kailin in one cloud. So that's what we said. The two things. If you're going to tell me it really means one thing, why does it have to say twice? By the way, this is how it should have said. Should have said, which is Gzeles Chavalas HaGimel. Why did it say, Gzeles Chavalas HaGimel? 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 So Rava says, you're right, it says two things. The Vada Gimel Be'ina. Really, you need three. The Eir Pashi Sifa. Umiyu Be'diyot Esagi. It's enough for Be'diyot. Shem Nebchanina, like Nebchanina said, the Mishnah is coming to say two dinim.
What's Rav
Chanina? That's what we said yesterday. Says no. Really, midaraisa we hold Erev Pashis like Tani and only says one. And Shenem Besedek Tishbet Hamisecha. Tishbet is the Lashon one. You only need one. It's Lashon Yachid. So therefore, one bezdin is enough. Ella mishum yeshik kiranis. The only reason why we needed three was because yeshik kiranis that you might fall with someone who doesn't know anything, and if you're only going to have one person, then it's going to be a joke. This bezdin is going to be a joke. It's not going
to
be.
Why do you have to go from one to three? Just do regular bezdin two.
Why is regular two?
Eidim.
Eidim is not bezdin. Eidim is not an amonis. Two is not really any stronger than three.
What's
Yeshu Kronis? Yeshu means that it's Amiratzim. So you're going to fool one person, you're going to find some guy who doesn't know anything.
Okay, maybe it's easier to find one person.
A Mumcha. Yeah. Right, but we're just worried.
It's more than Amiratzim.
They don't do business.
They don't know anything. They don't do business.
They don't know anything. They're not a Baki Bechlal on any money. They don't know anything. So therefore, we're worried you're going to come up with such a person. And so that's what we said three. In fact, the Gemara said three. You're not going to find three Yeshu Kronis.
That's not.
And
we just said
that
a minute ago, so.
Yeah.
Right, but when they weren't
mum, right. Over there it was Adyaitis. He was saying even worse than that. Yeshu Kronis, nothing. Like Rav Mazel saying, they don't know anything about money.
No, but if it's three Yeshu Kronis, they won't come up with the same mistake. Each one will have a different mistake.
Oh, so the Gemara says a little better. The Gemara says that There has to be one person that does know something about Adas and about the Malva and Laiva. Even if you have three, you're guaranteed to come up with one person who's camp Shtetain. So who cares one person, but he has two Kenegarim? So the Ran says, right, he has two going against him. Ran says that he'll be able to explain to them, Pasha, the basics, what's going on, educate them a little bit.
No, we're not saying they're schlachta people. We're saying you don't know.
Right.
Who grabs three people on the street? I don't understand.
Well,
you go to the next town. People come in once a month. Or with them. I don't understand. Who's grabbing just three random people?
Yeah, I got him. Some money.
You don't need you have a star.
He needed his money back.
Well, how could you lose?
Well, what happens like this? No, Shmuel, like this. What do you think happens? He found Eden from a different city, let's say, right? And all of a sudden they came and they met now. And he has a shtar. He doesn't always have this on him. So he wants to just get the bezin going and start moving.
Oh.
Right? He's going to wait for Mumcha. The bezin's only open from 2 to 3. Well, these guys are packing out. Right?
You see the ratio top 2 Amaratzim to Chachamim were 2 to 1 back then. Pretty tough, no?
Yeah, most people probably work in the field.
Or, okay, yeah. So... So Zakri Ashi, Midrash Echad Nami Kachi. Really, Midrash One's also good. By Dov Avadach Siv Tishpat Lashon Yachid. Vein Erev Pashis Kam. We don't say Erev Pashis that you need three. Umas Nisim Vaadei Tatik Tan. The Mishnah's coming to say two halachas. Because the Amal, like we said, Umiyu Shloisha By Dov Avadach Slav Darayis Amud Abanam. Really, you need three By Dov Avadach also. But it's not Midrash. Midrash One's enough. Why Exam Shem Yeshik Kiranis? The reason why we need three because we're worried about Yeshik Kiranis Tagrin. Shem Bekiim Betiv Dinim. They don't know anything about dinim. They don't know too much. So we say no, by three, there's at least one person that's learned the Gamish, Hashem Mechacham and the Yonim, Hilchas Din Malva, that he learned, he heard something about Dine Malva.
So the Mishnah, when it says Shloisha, one is the Reis and one is the Rabban, that's how he's learned?
Exactly. The Adai Zavais, when the Mishnah said Dine Mamon is Mishloisha, that's the Rabban. The Reis and one's enough, that's the Adai Zavais. Gzeres Chavais Mishloisha is the Reis. Zak the Gemara, Lame'at Tola Yishamu. If so, Tola Yishamu. Right, Zakri Ashi told the Shama Dal Beshus Nachti. I feel with the eyes. If they make a mistake, they shouldn't be mechuyev to pay. So tomorrow, if you're going to say that Kolshkin in the future Yeshikiranus, Kolshkin that there's going to be more Yeshikiranus, people aren't going to care to be learned because they're going to say it doesn't make a difference if I learn or not learn it. I don't have to pay anyways, so that I'll be part of Bezdin without paying. So therefore, we're worried. So therefore, we say that no Tol Yisham. That means by Yeshikiranus, we say that if they make a mistake, they are mechuyev to pay, and therefore people are going to want to be learned. They're not going to care to pay. They're not going to care to be learned. So therefore, we told them, what?
There's no accountability.
No accountability. It's time. You can say whatever you want. Yeah. Zakti ma what? Yeah?
No, I didn't have till now. Toilet shall means the bezin doesn't have to
pay. Right.
I thought the other baldin.
No.
Doesn't have to go ahead and pay. And,
no, that's pashut. The bezin is not going to have to pay. So.
Why is it
that's what we said before.
Well, we would think the Bezin does have to pay.
Yeah, if Bezin said Yoitis, we're going to say no, they have to
why
pay.
Why shouldn't the other Baldin have to pay? They made a mistake, right? You're passing against
that's
somebody.
That's what we're not going
to pay. So once somebody...
Passing, once he got upset... Yeah.
Now, potentially, Bezin would have to.
Exactly. See, if Bezin's mumcha, then I'm going to pay, and so you're lost. That's it.
Almost like a hit and zayn. Like, their mistake is on
the... Bezin's paying. They made it... No, obviously,
Bezin's on the rat.
Why would any Yoshiv Kronius want to be involved in this if they might have to pay? They don't know
their
name. You're right.
But we're saying a mumcha can make a mistake.
If a mumcha makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. He's a learned person. He made a mistake. Many people make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes.
What was the mistake?
I know
Shemay
was a mistake.
Oh, how was it a mistake?
Yeah, so what was the mistake?
He forgot that the wife doesn't get back, model doesn't get back his money.
He made a mistake, and he said, you mean what happened? He said that he forgot a ketzayis someplace. I'm saying, you know what goes on in Bezdin?
The whole din is totally in the ketzayis.
You know what goes on in Bezdin?
Yeah.
That's what have these tie in them. It's terrible what goes on. Terrible.
Yeah.
They have a tie-in that confuses the bezin totally.
Yeah.
He comes in there and he throws some ketzayis.
That's what people write on about, you know, they don't like the bezin.
And that's why people are going to go to shakot, and there's something to it. Yeah. It's crazy what's going on. I don't know if you experienced it, but it's chas v'shalom, it's terrible.
Huh?
Can't
go to shakot.
I know, but people are getting a tie-in. It's terrible to go to Goy Shakot, yeah. but if you can't get your money. Bezin's always I'm not to go to Gaish Kot. I'm not giving a time.
The Gemara calls the Tayin a Rasha. So how could you go use them?
There's some Bezin's that don't let Tayin in. The Tayin are very brilliant people.
They
make a lot of money. They're lawyers, Jewish lawyers. And they know everything. They know better. I know a guy from Bezin that he became a Tayin because it's a lot more money, it's a lot more of a challenge.
The Gemara pulls from a Rosh.
Yeah, it's a Pella. It's a Pella how they let it. Okay. Huh? You have your Rosh Hashanah never dealt like this. Yeah. Talk to Gemara. So Rava said that the Mishnah is saying two things. That's the second thing. And one needs that Yaitim are good, and one you need Mumchen. So that's what Rava Chabed Aveka also just said, that Midarai Sachad Nami Kasha. And the Mishnah means, first, the Mishnah means that Yaitis, Dine Mamanis Mishleisha is talking about Yaitis. And Zeres Chavolis is talking about Mumchen. So what's the nafkamina? Who cares with the rice and the abana?
Who says whoever agrees that one is the rice? Whoever agrees that one is the rice?
Yeah, Rava holds three. You need three the rice. Rava Chavolis said that one because he holds air pashy.
So, but that's nafkamina. It's my ego, right?
So who cares if it's the rice or abana? What's the difference? So the ma'ika benai dam shmul shnayim shadonu dineim din. Shmul came in halacha that if two people are done, it's din. Al shenigre bezin chotzev, it's a chutzpah, but really it's a good din. So the Rav, let's say the Shmuel Rav holds three Adai Raisa. So he holds two doesn't work. There's no, you need three. Vachal Reveika, Islay the Shmuel, Vachal Reveika holds the Shmuel. And he says, since one is the Raisa, three Adai Rabbanon, so he says, you know what, but the Eved, two is enough. Two is good, but it's a Chatzav. So Grashi the Rav, Dhamma the Raisa, Tlasa, Beina, unless the Shmuel, he doesn't cause no Shmuel, Dhamma the name, then he doesn't hold the name, then because you need three. Bez the Chatzav, Shavat, the Kansacham.
How does the old two work?
Where does it come from, too?
No, but
it's
in one
Russia,
three times.
No, but over here there's no ear pashas. It says only once.
By where?
Right, by Yehudah's Rabbi. It says, but Tzedek Tishpat Amizacha. Tishpat is Mashman 1.
That's why he holds two.
Just he holds three, because else...
Well, Rabbi holds one with me.
Yes, you can understand
that. You don't have enough
to be
from one, right?
Right, no.
The Rabbanah, you need three.
Well, Rabbi holds one, what it works, right? He holds the rice, one doesn't... He holds, you need three.
The rice, you need three. So that's what I'm telling you, that two doesn't work.
But he holds one doesn't work also, right?
Right.
So then the Gemara has my nafkamina, one that we already have in nafkamina, right? We already have one.
No, because he holds, the mice, you need three, holds the Rabbanah. Rabbi Chavreka says one's the rice, three is the Rabbanah, so you need three. Mice, you need three. So at the end of the day, you need three. So the Gemara's asking, what's the nafkamina? The rice, the Rabbanah, you need three. After the Rabbanah, you need three. So what makes nafkamina?
So two.
So same, but two, but the Yevet works. That's what Shmuel said. So we said, if you hold me the rice, so one is good. So just the Rabbanah, you need three. So the Rabbanah held, he held that two would be enough for the Eved. Because it's only with the Rabbanah to get in. But if it's the Rais to get in, then two won't work. It's not a
game.
You need three. Sure?
Yeah.
Zakti Gemara.
So Quantus Hul does not then of a Mumchel to do by himself? Like,
We'll get to all those dinim Mumchel.
Because if you say Elkim is the Rais.
Yeah. So the Mishnah said Nezek v'chatzi Nezek. The Mishnah said Nezek v'chatzi Nezek. So the Mishnah said Gzelis Chavolis and then Nezek. Now we all know that one of the Chavolis is Boishes Nezek Tzar Yipishev is Boishes. So what's so the fact of Nezek kind of Chavolis. Nezek is Chavolis. So why are we saying Chavolis? Then we say Nezek. Nezek is part of Chavolis. And for the Gemara, Mishnah the Boi the Mishnah chatzi Nezek Tani Nami Nezek. Since it has to say chatzi Nezek, so it says also Nezek Shalom.
What about
Nezek? Fact of Gemara. Chatzin Ezek, Nami Ainu Chavolis. What did you just answer?
Chavolis is person to person. Nezek, we said, is a shar.
Nezek is a shar, but it can be both. Why Dafka is a shar? Rashi explained, Chavolis is a chavere. Yeah, that's the moment. Nezek is a shar mood. Oy, Adam Shezik, Rashi says.
And the part is that somebody's getting injured.
Right, someone's getting injured.
That's good. Doesn't matter how.
That's Oy.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's an
Ainu. So Fekti Gemara, so it's either or, so Fekti Gemara, so Gemara adds Chatzin Nezek. So Gemara, Chatzin Nezek is also Chavolis. What's that? So Gemara, Tanim Amayna V'Tani Knasa. Chatzin Nezek is a Knas. Nezek Shalem is Mamon. What does that mean? Why? Because when a show goes, let's say, right? So it makes sense, it pays its full payment. Why is it paying half? Obviously, that's not a Cheshbon. So that's Knas. So the Mishnah said first Mamon, and then the Mishnah said Knas. So the Mahani Khalamanda Paganiska Knasa. Elamanda Paganiska Mamina Mikalamema, there are some that hold that half a payment is Knas is Mammon. So Maiklamema, you can't say one is Knas and one is Mammon. Zaktimaya, El I think by the Mr. Tashlumi Kevil, Shum Baba Khamish, the Mammon, Shane Mishtal Birish, who Shane Mishtal Birish, who told Nami Khatinez, the Mammon Shane Mishtal Birish. Even if it's Mammon, but it's not Mammon that's a full payment. Because it's not Karen, because Karen you pay full. So it's a different type of moment. So Mela we say Chavalas, and then we say Chatzinezek, which is a different type of Mamet. One second. The Gemara of Isaac by the Mr. Chatzinezek, Tani Nami Nezek. Once it says Chatzinezek, it says Rei Nezek Shalom.
But really, Nezek is Chavalas.
Nezek is Chavalas.
What's the payment of Nezek?
Nezek is Chavalas. But
because I'm not paying a full payment.
When I'm not paying a full payment, so it's a different type of payment. We'll see in Rashi what that means exactly. It's a different type of payment. So the Mishnah said first Chavalas, and then the Mishnah said Chatzin Nezek, which is a different type of payment. That's for sure, Knas. Is that we're okay with?
The problem is if you learn in Mamayna, then that's
a problem. Well, Chamisha, which is... which is Enim Shtam B'Reish, means it's not... It's more than a Keren.
It's not Knas?
It could be it's Knas. But we're trying to make Chatzin Ezek the same as that. So we're going, even if Chatzin Ezek is Mamayn, but it's not the normal type of Mamayn. So it's a Kefil above Chamisha, it's not the normal Mamayn, it's double. It's not normal, it's not the regular. It's not just Keren.
That's not Chatzin either.
So it is Knas, it is Knas. But it's not the ik is that it's not regular mammon. So to chatzin ezek, even though it might be mammon, but it's not regular. It's not the normal. You mazik 100, you pay 100.
But
dal
v'he is
knas.
So then why
did
you?
But we're going according to mandama that says it's mammon.
No mammon, we're going to chatzin ezek.
Taking a
right,
point.
How's chatzin ezek mammon?
Chatzin ezek's mammon because you're paying part of it.
But really, you shouldn't chat the whole. We
right. We're going to see Rashi how he explains it. Right.
How does that compare to dal v'he?
That is.
It just compares that it's not the normal amount.
Well, then there's no reason.
Normal amount is what you damage, that's what you pay. So, Kefil and Baba Chamisha is more. This is less. They're both not normal. You're right, it's Mammon, but it's not normal. It's not the regular. So, therefore, we went ahead, and once we said Chatzinezek, so maybe we said Chatzinezek and Shlom Kefil and Baba Chamisha is not included in this. And once we said Chatzinezek, so then we said already Nezek Shalom. So, Rashi, why should. So, Rashi explains how the two man da'am. Rashi has a different. Words in the Gemara than what we have. Chatzin ezek zegashi hanam chavolis. The shor tam shechavol enim mishtalim ela chatzin ezek. The tekiva the ton of chavolis. Ab chatzin ezek b'mashma. Chatzin ezek is also included. Zok yashi chavolis b'maynu the afach chesed l'damen. Yashi is explaining that the machlekes we said in the Gemara paganisk is a knas. Paying half is a knas or paying half is mammon. What's the machlekes? So Yashi explains chatzin ezek knasu. Chatzin ezek is a knas. Why is it a knas? The stam shvarim einam neikhim. Stam shvar does not gore. V'lo yeh lebayim l'shamer. Kol zman shlo yehuot. Kol zman the shvar wasn't a mood. Why should the bayim watch it? The cat, you mechayiv to watch it. Bite, it doesn't bite. So therefore, you have a shvar, you let it walk around the streets. V'lo yeh bayim l'shlumim midi. You're really not mechayiv to pay anything. Ela knasu de kante achmoni kdeh shiyav b'shmi ashvar. It's a knas that the Torah said, you know what? We want to give you a knas, something. We knas you halfway, chatzin ezek, because you should be maybe protect your shoy a little more.
Be on guard.
Than, right, be on guard, more than a cat.
You don't have to watch your ox walking through the street.
Yeah,
it used to be more common.
You oxes just gore people?
Do you have to watch
a deer? A deer just gores people?
Deer is not normal.
I'm
just.
Yeah, dog. Some people don't
watch it. It's
an animal. Attack a stam dog doesn't generally doesn't attack a
person. Yeah, you okay with it?
I'm not.
Charles also regal.
No, what it would mean is
we're not the
Roy
Van.
No, the owner is
really not.
When the owner is walking his dog down the street, he knows his dog is tame. He has to every. If he knows he has to be chatzin, as he has to make sure to make the leash short. He shouldn't be able to come close. As opposed to
so that's why it's a knas. That means really it's a behemoth that doesn't gore. It just we want you to protect it a little more. So we tell you, yeah, your child also can bite someone. I'm saying, well, he also can go wild. Yeah. So sure, it was something. Just we tell you, watch your children. Watch your animals.
Okay.
Paganiskim a minor. The other man says paganiskim perikav avos pliki badus ksavas tam shvam nekhanim. No. It's a machlekes, it's an interesting machlekes. We'll get to him by Bakam Mitzvah. It's a matzias, the machlekes. Does a shor normally gore? It doesn't. If it normally gores and it gored, so we tell you, you gotta pay. So you gotta pay half, but that's a mominous thing, that's a normal type of chiv. Knas means it's not a normal thing. So, umedina kulubah shlomo. So, why do you only pay half? Really, you should have paid the whole. To have the mitzvah, you should have watched the rachmanu, the chasle, the tayah, the rachmanu, the tayah, only half.
But even that, what's the
gemara's
kasha at that point? Even that is.
No, but it's mominous. So, mominous, we tell you that.
Mominous is mogen, but that's you need to have a real bezin to shatz it up.
Because
mech tesi, if it's not a real bezin, then you're able to who's going to do the right amount of...
Well, we'll do it, but you don't need a peasant. Okay, you're right. I understand. Okay, it's many complicated dinner. We don't need a bezin. One person's enough.
If it's
a
regular mom and father,
yeah, I understand. It's chatzin. Sheni b'shtalim b'roish, yosim in akayin. That we're comparing kefil and above chamisha to chatzin ezek is that by kefil and above chamisha you pay more. B'chatzin ezek m'shalim pachas min akayin b'roish hainu kayin. You don't pay the normal. By both of them, you're not paying the normal. You're not paying kayin. She was shilam esem b'roish, where it says. You pay the normal. You write once krasa, once moment. We call it moment, but it's not mishtal and b'reish. Reish means can, it's not mishtal and b'reish.